you take pictures of your lunch, selfies, and of you at the beach or pool. But besides likes, have those pics gotten you anything? Well, MTV and Kid Craddock in the Morning want to hook you up with tickets to the 2013 MTV Movie Awards. Just for taking a few pics on Instagram, you and a guest will take flight to LA for a celeb-packed VIP weekend. Qualifying prizes brought to you by Beacon Audio and Carrera Sunglasses. Follow Kid Nation on Instagram or visit KidNation.com for the theme of the day and other details. Don't miss the 2013 MTV Movie Awards, hosted by Rebel Wilson on Sunday, April 14th, 9, 8 Central, only on MTV. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We get all these messages about people complaining. I'm listening online and they keep playing the same song over and over. They keep playing the same bit over and over. There's lots of different places to listen to the show online. There's only one we sanction where the show is just like it is here, and that is the Kid Nation app, which is available on the iPhone or the Droid in the Play Store or the iPhone Store. And it's completely free, and you can watch the show live, or you don't have to watch it. You can just play it and put it in your seat or whatever, and it'll play, and you just listen.
Cool.
That's a great thing. You know, TV, I'm going to say something profound. TV without pictures is radio.
Wow.
If you put the TV backwards in your house,
okay,
like I saw it at Al's house once, he had the screen against the wall. I had to point it out to him. Hey,
well,
Al,
that's the volume TV.
I'm like, hey, Al, turn it around.
Yeah, it's the volume TV. It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
That's a speaker.
Yeah. Right. That would be radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
True.
I don't know what the point of that is, but
I don't know, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Thanks. So you can watch the show also on your computer. Just go to kidtv.com. Simple as that. All right, want to do Consumer Watch?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's the only show where the anchor sings his own theme song.
Yeah.
You won't catch Katie Couric doing this or Brian Williams. Heck, no
way.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not. You know, you don't hear Katie Couric going, it's time for the news. Dun, dun, da, 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 da. She doesn't do that.
Nope.
It's the wrong network, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm Ted Koppel.
Yeah.
This is Nightline.
Yeah.
That was an SNL skit, wasn't it?
So, here we go. Don't do the news anymore.
Yeah.
Consumer Watch!
Yeah! Co-anchors.
That wouldn't be the anchor doing it. That'd be you guys doing it.
The co-anchors.
We're the backup.
Yeah.
All right. First story on Consumer Watch. You wonder how the T-Mobile employees reacted when the big executives got them all together in a big room or at the warehouse or whatever, throwing them a big party. We got a secret message, secret surprise for everybody. Secret announcement.
Okay.
Surprise announcement. We're going to start selling the iPhone!
Woo!
We're... 6 years later,
yeah,
we're the last carrier ever to sell the iPhone. Yay!
Yeah, I bet they all tweeted how excited they were from their AT&T.
No, they MySpaced it.
No, they tweeted from their iPhones. They already have them.
Yeah.
But T-Mobile did kind of bring it with the plan. Let me tell you about it.
What is it?
They announced Tuesday they would begin carrying the iPhone 5 starting April 12th.
Okay.
The company's offering a unique no-contract pricing model. There will be no contract on the iPhone 5. And they're touting themselves as the uncarrier, whatever that means, in an effort to get out of fourth place. You know, Verizon has the iPhone, so does AT&T, so does Sprint. But this contractless option is what's drawing attention. Is it better than other existing options? The Consumer Watch crack research team was not available because they're in rehab because they're on crack. But we did look at the pricing, and it looks like even though it's no contract, which is a huge advantage, the price is still better than any other carrier.
Are they close to $600?
They have three plans, $50, $60, and $70, and unlimited data. Now, they do say that they have the right to limit someone's bandwidth if they're just going crazy with the streaming video or whatever.
Okay.
But most people, they say, will never use it that much. And according to the math, even though they've done away with the contract, the pricing is still better than all other current alternatives. What's the catch? Well, if you leave T-Mobile, you have to either buy the phone for its full price. So you got a special deal for like $199 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The phone's $600. You have to come up with the other $400 or keep paying the monthly. That's not leaving, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah. So that's not bad.
Eh.
Good for T-Mobile.
Yeah. In the game.
Welcome to the game.
Back in the game. Consumer Watch!
Yeah.
In the time it takes me to complete this sentence, there's a decent chance you glanced at your phone.
Yeah, I just did. Twice, actually.
I do it so much.
I did not.
And if you didn't, you will soon. A new study has proven what we already knew. Everyone now spends their entire day looking at their stupid phone.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the numbers. You look at your phone an average of once every 6.5 minutes that you're awake.
Oh, way more than that.
Jeez.
No, well, I mean, yeah, but if you take an hour off.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when I do, I feel like I spend a lot of time on it, and then I try and take a break for like an hour.
Yeah.
It's the last thing you do and the first thing you do, you know, when you wake up in the morning.
You guys know from the lack of return phone calls from me that I am not as... I'm not a prisoner to my phone like you guys are.
Well, you just have too many.
You just keep losing it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even bring it today. I don't even have much.
Because you forget it.
I have two cell phones. Yeah. I didn't bring either one.
You mean
one
them?
Well, we got the Samsung one that we all got. Mm-hmm. Everybody here has two phones now.
No, they haven't given me mine back yet.
Well, you don't need it. You just use a paperweight.
And Al hasn't turned his on yet.
Yeah.
I turned it on once.
Great.
When we're getting trained. When we're getting trained on it.
You know what this is going to happen now? Everybody's going to write me.
Yeah.
Can I have Al's phone? I'm just going
to
say
I'd
yes.
I'd love to have it, but they gave me one that didn't have a memory card in it or something. So I'm waiting to get my phone back, Russ.
So you boil that down. Russ is on a cruise and he can't hear you.
He's back. He's been back.
He's been back 4 days.
Welcome back, Russ. You were sorely missed.
Yeah. Sushi?
Do you look at your phone 150 times a day?
Man.
How many calls does the average person make, receive, or ignore in a given day?
Calls?
Total calls.
So not texts. Calls.
Average?
All right.
Calls.
Okay.
Two or three.
It's not going to be that many. It's mostly texts, I think.
22 calls received, ignored, or made
in an
average day.
Okay.
That's way high.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think I've made 22 calls this year.
Dude, I think I had literally zero made, received, or missed.
I very rarely have a missed call anymore. It's maybe maybe two or three a day, nobody max. Knows.
But then it says the average person sends 23 texts a day.
Yeah.
That's low.
I think that's low,
Yeah. I read somewhere that
you have the extremes and then you have, you know.
I read somewhere that the average high school girl sends out over 1,000 texts a month. So that would be 33 a day right there.
Mm-hmm.
33 a day.
Man.
But some of them are like, yes, okay.
K.
Sounds great.
I mean, the K tech.
The only one I got yesterday was from Kinsey, and it's because she was in the other room and wanted me to bring her water.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know what? As much as I'm on my phone, I don't talk or text.
Yeah.
Your wife texts you, and she's in the same house.
Yeah. She's got the apps and stuff.
Yeah. You're married.
Well,
she
called me. And you they don't have the intercom system installed yet. Yeah.
Also, you check the clock on your phone at least 18 times a day, and it's actually hurting the inexpensive watch market. Now, the expensive watch market, it's still a status, you know, symbol and all that. But the people that wore, like, cheap watches and stuff, they're not doing it anymore.
I can see that.
Well, shout out to that right now, because this Michael Kors cool watch that I have, it hadn't had
What time is it right now?
Well, it's been 10:32.
Oh, cool. All right.
In the
We're almost done, then.
For 2 years. No, for 2 years. I just never changed. It's just a bracelet now. Wow. I don't need a battery.
Consumer watch! Yeah!
Ready for a solar-powered airplane?
Heck yeah.
Get on board, everybody. It's got a wingspan larger than a 747 and a cabin smaller than your car. That's a weird-looking airplane.
Yeah, right.
Like just picture a Kia with huge wings on it that are like 800 feet long on each side. But it is the first solar airplane, and it's the first that can actually fly at night. Thousands of solar cells on these enormous wings transmit enough energy to batteries to keep it in the sky from sunset to sunrise. And they're going to prove it, too. The plane is named Solar Impulse, and they've already flown more than 2,500 miles from Switzerland to North Africa and back. The goal is to make it around the world in 20 days and 20 nights. Bertrand Piccard invented this, and they say he's going to be like a modern-day Wright brother. Mm. That, you know, he doesn't think we're going to fly around on solar planes in our lifetime. Just like a generation ago, we didn't think we could drive around electric cars.
Yeah.
But this might be something that next generation, every plane's solar powered.
I'm waiting for the flying car to come out. They've been promising
Jetsons?
Years.
Yeah, the Jetsons whooped our butts.
We should have had it by now. Mm-hmm.
We got the plane. It's kind of a flying
car. No, the flying car where you just kind of hover.
Yeah.
I'm down.
It's problematic.
No, it's not. That fast lane problem you have.
Well, yeah, but you can't put any lines in the sky. And,
yeah,
like,
we need air traffic controller or something.
This is my lane.
Just hover.
You know how many mid-air collisions are going to be the first day?
Yeah, but couldn't it be like Minority Report?
There's just going to be shrapnel all over everywhere. There's going to be bodies everywhere. All right, we can all fly now.
Minority Report?
Yeah.
Wasn't
that
how they did it? And they could drive up buildings
right.
and stuff?
Crazy.
So they kind of had them.
What if we just had jetpacks?
Where's that car that's supposed to fold up into the briefcase?
I haven't heard about that one, JC.
Where's that one at?
What comic book was that in?
George Jetson?
Oh, my God.
Hmm. Yeah. I remember that.
He didn't even have to park. He just got there, turned into a briefcase, he carries it in.
I think that Google car will come in our lifetime.
Yeah, the self-driven car.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be the test pilot for this thing you were just talking about, the solar plane that flies at night.
Well, you're not a pilot.
It's going to take some talking into. You got to talk that guy into flying a solar-powered plane
with no sun.
With no sun.
And it's called Impulse. Why?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Oh, crap, it's cloudy! Oh, my God! Please tape your driver's license to your chest so we can identify you later.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right, you can be able to talk me into that.
All right, next one up.
Go.
Consumer Watcher!
Despite growing warnings from pediatricians about feeding newborns anything other than breast milk or formula, many moms appear to be introducing solid food well before their baby's bodies can handle it.
Ooh.
And it's a big, big problem.
Hmm.
In a national survey of over 1,300 mothers conducted by the Center for Disease Control, 40% of those moms said they gave their baby solid food before they were 4 months old.
Wow.
Major no-no.
Wow. Yeah.
With 9% starting as early as 4 weeks.
What?
Honey boo boo.
Yeah.
Well, what do they mean by
solid? Have a Cheeto.
What do they mean by solid food?
Food that is solid.
But no, people are using food processors and they're making their own baby food.
All right,
maybe.
Here you
you're
go.
Still not supposed to give them baby food until they're like four or five,
here's
right?
Here's two questions. Is it breast milk? No. Is it formula? No. Then it's solid food. I don't care if it's a Diet Coke. It's solid food.
Oh, I thought you meant they're like teen mom taking their little baby to Taco Bell.
No. They can't have anything but formula.
I added some rice cereal, I think, to her formula because it's supposed to help them sleep better at night. So maybe I did that. I don't remember.
Last year, encouraged by growing evidence of the health benefits of breast milk, the group raised the age of a child, how old a baby should be before they get solid food, saying that babies should be fed nothing but breast milk for the first 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Laid in stone, that's the rule.
Okay.
When breast milk is not an option, like if you're Kelly Raspberry and you think breastfeeding is what the people who aren't celebrities do.
My breasts are sexual objects.
Of course they are.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now, if you'd like to discuss Kelly's opinion that her breasts are sexual objects,
please send me tons of messages.
Yeah, what's your
post
what's your
my Facebook?
Name?
Kelly Raspberry.
At Kelly Raspberry.
And it's K-E-L-L-I-E, and Raspberry has no P. I am P-free.
All right.
So, send me all of them because I love getting them. Thank you, kid.
So seriously, look that up. Look that up. If you've got a baby and you're feeding it solid food and the baby's not 6 months old yet, look it up because there's compelling evidence that you're not doing the right thing.
Usually your pediatrician will tell you, hey, you can introduce this, right, when you go do their checkup.
I believe the Center for Disease Control.
Your pediatrician usually is the one that tells you at what stages you can start doing stuff.
Because they're usually reading that stuff.
Consumer Watch! Yeah!
Most big chain restaurants now put nutrition information like calories, fat, and sodium on their menus and websites, right?
Right.
But how accurate are they?
Not very.
And what good would it be if they were all just BS? Then, like, what's the point?
Yeah, why put it on there?
Consumer Reports decided to find out. Now, I don't usually talk about Consumer Reports because I consider them the chief competitor to Consumer Watch. You know what?
Consumer Reports.
I can't wait today.
In your face, Consumer Reports. You know what? You can suck pond water through a bent straw. I'm coming after you, Consumer
I can't wait
Reports.
To the day that you're quoted.
In Consumer
the Consumer Watch is quoted somewhere.
How great would that be?
Yeah.
You need to start releasing your Consumer Watch reports.
I do. Consumer Watch decided to find out if the nutritional information is correct. So they went to a dozen well-known restaurants and fast food chains.
Did you know?
They went to Applebee's. They went to Wendy's. They ordered 17 different items, Consumer Reports did.
Oh, okay.
They then took the food back to their lab and tested it for nutritional value. Of the 17 restaurants, how many do you think were posting accurate information?
Zero.
JC says zero. Jenna?
I don't know. Half.
Half were accurate. Kelly?
Six.
Six. All right.
I'm going to go with five.
Kelly's bored with fame.
I don't know.
Five.
Five. 15 out of 17 were accurate.
There you go.
Oh, good. That
Only
makes me feel better.
Only two offenders.
Okay.
And they were minor. Olive Garden and Outback. Olive Garden's lasagna primavera with grilled chicken was supposed to have 420 calories and 15 grams of fat, and it actually had 558 calories.
What's 30, 100 calories?
And twice the amount of fat. Yeah. Outback Steakhouse said that their chicken on the barbie was 7 grams of fat, and then the lab said it was 13 grams of fat.
Ooh.
But the magazine was quick to point out that this is not an exact science and said that 15 out of 17 being accurate is really good.
Yeah.
And for the most part, you can trust the nutritional signs in the restaurants. Isn't that good to know?
Yeah.
Isn't it good to know that something can be trusted?
Something's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the food's good.
But
delicious.
I don't want it on the unhealthy food. If I'm going to a fast food restaurant and I get a burger, I know it's unhealthy. I don't need the packet telling me how many grams of fat there are. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't want to see it. You already know it's bad for you.
You can make healthier choices for people that eat fast food all the time.
Yeah, you can put it on the healthy stuff, but on the bad stuff, we know it's bad.
Okay, then why print a Surgeon General's warning on the pack of cigarettes? Don't the people in smoking know it's bad?
Yeah, but they want to let you know.
Why?
Double time.
Why?
Why?
Why do they do that?
So they don't get sued?
No. Why do they want you to know over and over and over?
Why?
Because they want it to sink in.
They want you to be a rebel and do it.
And they want to be guilt free when they're paying off Congress to keep
you. JC is not going to play with you.
I see these.
Should it be a rebel?
So have you ever? Now the drive thru is one thing, but going in and standing in line, you think everybody in that line knows that food's unhealthy? I don't.
Well, they do. I don't think you just block it.
I think half of them don't even know.
If you see on a piece of paper how many calories and fat grams it has caused me not to order something before because it takes the fun out of it.
Right.
I just want to enjoy it and just smear the grease all over myself, but I can't when I know I'm putting 800 calories in my mouth.
And where will you be dining for lunch? We all want to see that.
Yeah.
Will you smear the grease over your sexual objects?
Save that.
That was so rude.
Oh, why is that rude?
Al, you're a vulgar man.
Yeah. Oh,
she just said a Christmas sexual object.
Don't talk about her milk duds like that.
And that's it for Consumer Watch. Yeah. Coming after you, Consumer Reports. Watch out.
They have a lab, dude. They have a lab.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
I can rent a lab.
You don't have a lab.
Coming out with a magazine.
They have scientists and stuff.
Come on. Hey, welcome to the 80s, Consumer Reports, with your magazine and stuff and your printed word. Yeah, I got them right there, didn't I?
What do you have?
But don't you get your stuff from Consumer Reports magazine?
Almost everything.
Yeah. See, they report kid watches.
Almost every word is basically stolen and plagiarized from Consumer Reports. Yeah. That's why they're going down.
But then where will you get all your stuff from if you put them out of business?
Oh.
Good point, huh?
Consumergram.
Can I good point my own point?
Awkward.
Yeah. No. I probably can't.
Yeah.
Like, I can't make a point and then say, hey, that was a good point.
Yeah, it's like liking your own Facebook comment.
Yeah. The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly, remind me, because yesterday I did you a huge favor. Just remind me, because I got you a date.
Oh, Lord.
All right?
All right.
Thanks, Al.
Sure.
But can we talk about this Instagram contest we're doing real quick?
Maybe after you swallow.
Yeah maybe Jenna should.
What's in your mouth?
What is in your mouth?
I'm trying to sneak a little bite of egg in there.
That's how you win the trip. What's in JC's mouth?
No, the MTV Movie Awards are coming up in, I guess, April 14th. And Rebel Wilson's hosting. And we are giving away a trip. And we're using Instagram to do it. So every day this week, we've been asking you to post photos. And you need to hashtag KidMTV. TV Movie Awards and tag at Kid Nation.
All those details are on Kid Nation, right?
Yeah,
they're all on Kid Nation. But
bottom
today,
line is what? What are these pictures? Yeah, what are we doing?
Today we are asking you to post a photo of you acting like you just won an MTV Movie Award.
Perfect. So it's your reaction in the crowd when they say, and the winner is, there you are.
Reaction face.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the what would you wear to the awards thing.
I haven't seen any of them.
Because we have some good-looking listeners.
That would wear sexy things.
Yeah.
So all those details.
Which guy was your favorite?
His name was Steve.
Steve, yeah. It was mine too. Steve was great.
All those details are on our website at kidnation.com. So hopefully you've been keeping up with that this week. And then we're going to repost these pictures and tag each finalist. And the first one that emails back out of the 11 that we tag, the 11 favorites, you're going to win.
What is our Instagram? People want to follow us.
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Am I even following that? Too much to do, you know?
I'll tell you what, Instagram is great. I get in so many conversations lately with people that they're like, I don't even really do the Twitter or get on my Facebook that much anymore.
Yeah, but you're going to make me choose between Instagram and Friendster, and that's just going to be too tough for me.
You're sucking at Instagram lately.
You are sucking at Instagram, kid.
It's Instagram has been, I don't know, Instagram is the neglected kid in my social media family. It really is. It's the kid I didn't really love. It's the kid that was an accident.
But it's kind of just visual Twitter. You know what I mean?
I've got to figure it out. I've got to take some time.
Kelly,
I know she downloads the app for me, but I have not sat with it.
You're like a broken record.
I need to sit with it and figure it out.
There's no figuring. It couldn't be any easier.
There's like
I thought you put the app on here for me. I don't see it.
It could be made by Fisher Price, and it wouldn't be easier.
I put the app on there and made you a login and even followed a couple of us for you, so you would see.
Oh, there it is.
It's easier to operate than that Fisher-Price fake steering wheel you give to babies. I think you can figure this out.
And then you can connect it to your Twitter on your Facebook.
Yeah. But it says I have to find my Facebook friends. If I click on that, I'm not going
to
have
to. You don't have to do that.
It's right there. How do I get away from it?
I'm so annoyed right now.
Just click on the left, the home button on the bottom left.
Stop it.
I'm trying to help Kelly.
You're enabling her. Make her figure stuff out for herself.
Clicking on the home.
Okay.
You don't need to follow your
Is that even
friend.
A real phone? God.
It's the fake phone that they have on display at the AT&T
school. I'll do it for you in a minute, Kelly.
Let's do the Billboard Top 5, all right? 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Billboard Top 5 on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I am adding up the number of albums that were sold last week in my head as we speak. Here we go. 36, okay. 84,000, 125,000.
You get to number one, you're going to have to add a lot.
168,000.
Okay.
1,160,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, it is, if this was a horse race, the number one album finished the race about an hour ago and all the other horses are still on the track.
He lapped the horses twice.
Wow.
Yeah. He lapped them. He bathed them.
Yeah. He finished going backwards.
Yeah. So we'll tell you about the Billboard Top 5 and who's who and who's where right now on Kid Craddock in the Morning, starting with the number 5 album this week, The Truth About Love from Pink. It sold 36,000 copies. It includes Blow Me One Last Kiss. I love this song. I love her.
Yeah, I do too. I love that slow one she's got.
I like the song she's got with the dude from Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give me a reason, I think.
Yeah.
She's added a new leg to her tour. She's going to tour in the fall now. And since The Voice is having some success with replacement judges, there's talk that they're going to be swapping out other judge positions, whether the judges want to leave or not, next year, just to keep it fresh. And Pink is the number one candidate to replace someone, probably Shakira.
Shakira's got the new baby.
On The Voice next year.
Got to take care of that baby and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Just give me a reason. This is the one you like right here.
Yeah.
That guy from Fun can sing.
Yeah,
he's so good. Okay, the number 4 album this week is Luke Bryan, Spring Break, Here to Party.
Yeah, buddy. Why are you still showing up and
bringing me down? He's hosting the Academy of Country Music Awards. ACMs. This night
was the Academies. You walk right by, crashing my high like I know you will. You little buzzkill.
Little buzzkill.
Oh.
Baby, you're a buzzkill. That's hilarious.
I wonder if that's somebody's song in a relationship right now. Baby, that's our song.
I would
love a buzzkill.
I would love to see a show that's done like View style with the table and everything.
Yeah.
But sitting at the table is every girl who's had a famous song written about her. So it's like, joining us now, here's Delilah.
Yep. Yeah.
And, Sherry, hi.
Here's Roxanne.
Oh, Sherry. There's Roxanne.
And Eileen.
And hello, Buzzkill.
Here's Buzzkill. Bringing up the rear.
What's up, Buzzkill?
She'd get all the action on the show, too.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Like, Buzzkill. You don't expect a country guy to come out with a song like that. Usually, they're all like, I'm so humble and so thankful to have had you. And, you know?
And you stole my truck and ran over my dog.
Yeah. So Luke Bryan at number 4, the number 3 album this week and will be until the end of time. Too young, too dumb, too Unorthodox realize. Jukebox racks up another 40,000. I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours. Oh, you guys. Yeah. Guess what happened?
What?
A 16-year-old girl sent a video to Bruno Mars asking if he would go to the prom with her.
Oh, really?
And Ellen saw it. And,
Ellen.
And invited, why would she do that?
And invited Bruno Mars on and then surprised him. Like, hey, this. And Emily was there and broke the news. And Bruno would not be able to go because he's booked that day. Dang it.
Oh, dang.
Ellen should have checked. That's not cool.
He did. No, Ellen's cool. She got it all worked out. She knew he couldn't do it. So she surprised, Bruno surprised the girl at his studios. And then they danced like it's a prom.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, cool.
And Ellen gave her a Gucci prom dress.
Oh, nice.
So
I think she'll be fine.
Yeah.
So that looks like.
So listen to what Emily did. She takes this dress and immediately puts it on eBay.
No.
Wait for
so
it.
Horrible.
Because she's donating it to charity.
It's so horrible. She's giving all the money to a classmate that has cancer.
That's go. Even okay. better. Okay.
How great is that?
That's good.
There you go.
So, Bruno Mars, number 3 this week in the Billboard Top 5.
You should at least wear it to the prom first and then put it on eBay, or just immediately put it on eBay?
She put it on eBay right away. I think the dress is something that might stand out if she wore it to a normal high school prom. Do we see the dress?
No, she's just.
Oh, she's
dead. Ellen had a mock prom.
Yeah.
For
well, that's
her.
Sweet, yeah. Them.
Really cool. Yeah. Really cool. All right, number two.
I need to not comment so I get all the info.
Yeah. That's how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how you trip me up. You do it on purpose, Kid Craddock.
I'm just reading what they give me, Kelly. Tell me about Casey Musgraves.
That's
a country singer, I would imagine.
Gotta be.
With the last name Musgrave?
Yeah. Just from
I've heard the name.
Just from the name.
Hmm. Casey Musgraves.
I can already hear the promo. Hi, y'all. Casey Musgrave from the Musgrave Clan. We're all out here just enjoying playing the saw and the bottles out here in the porch.
Kicking and grinning.
Some people call me a buzzkill, but I'm not.
Yeah. So here we go now with Casey Musgraves and her album, Same Trailer, Different Park.
So it is country.
Right.
What should be hip hop?
I love her. I love her already. She's the new Gretchen Wilson. The song is called Merry Go Round.
Merry, merry, quack and schwer. We get bored, so we get merry. Just like dust, we settle in this town.
All right, this song is not indicative of many of the songs on the album that talk about smoking weed, homosexuality, hooking up. This ain't no Reba album. I mean, she's like changing country, like talking about things that people don't talk about in country music usually. So they're saying she might get some credit down the road, but right now, you know, a lot of people, a lot of controversy around her and some
weed
of the things she says.
Or weeds,
pot smoking.
Well, they talk about pot smoking in country music here and there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who's done
couple
it?
Times.
Who's talked about it?
Yeah, you got a reference. You got to bring
I've heard
examples.
It a couple times.
You got to back it up.
Hi, this is Dolly. When I've got my big old bong lit.
No. Willie Nelson.
That's true. Willie Nelson.
I mean, what he does in his personal life, but what does he give us a song he sang about it?
Willie Nelson song.
You were always in my stash. You haven't heard that?
No.
Yeah.
That was a huge hit.
I'm sure Toby Keith is singing about
it. You sure of that?
I don't know, but I'm sure he is.
Just but, throw it out there.
You know, Kenny Chesney probably has a little bit.
Well, you know Hootie.
Give me this.
On
the weed again. I got myself stuck on the weed again. I'm always smoking, saying dumb things to my friends. And I can't wait to get on the weed again. So, Kelly, we've proven to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the weed again. That's pretty funny.
Thank you, Al. Al critiques the jokes. He doesn't make any.
That was pretty funny, kid.
Thank you.
I was.
Funny, Jenna.
You know what? You know what you could be? You don't really say anything, but you comment on the things you hear.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a listener.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Even the best football team has people on the sidelines holding a clipboard with a little headset on.
Yeah, they do.
So I just pat you on the butt when you get, you know, you have a good play.
And I love you for it.
Thank you.
You're my backup quarterback.
So you're ever being mad at him? He went from being mad at you this morning to loving you and thanking you again.
I don't know that I've ever been really actually mad at Al. I mean, maybe you can go back years, but I don't get mad at him. You can't get mad at him.
I don't know. He's
a sheepdog. He's so lovable.
I stayed mad at you once for about a good 2 weeks, though.
Yeah. You cussed me out on text message one time.
We can't get into that. Okay, I'm already late and stuff.
All right. Here we go.
The number one.
Well, excuse us.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why don't you break us off another weed parody?
On the weed again. Yes, sir. I'm back on the weed again. I'm in my tour bus getting pulled over again. I can't wait to smoke more weed again.
There you go.
That's the end of every song. Number one.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'm going to leave it all on the floor tonight.
Love it.
And it got fixed up too.
I think he's a genius.
Yep.
I really do. What, Justin, why have you stayed away so long from music? Your movies are okay at best. Your music is second to none. Yeah. So what are you doing? Do what... If I'm Justin's manager or friend, I'm like, you have a chance to do something incredible. You can leave a legacy here.
He's leaving one. I mean, he's a triple threat.
But think about it. If he wasn't doing one mediocre movie a year and instead did an album a year.
Well, he's been singing longer. Maybe he can, maybe his acting will get better.
It makes it better that he takes these long breaks because like, man, I wish Justin would come out with a new album and then 3 years later he does and he sells a million.
Right. You know how somebody can be so good at something, but it's like, I'm tired of doing it. I'm bored.
Like me and my fame. Like me and my fame.
Yeah, bored with your fame.
Yeah, you guys are just so bored with your fame.
He need to go do something else for a minute.
Justin Timberlake has the number one album in the country with the 2020 Experience after selling 968,000 copies in one week.
Makes my head hurt.
That's the best debut for an album since, yes, I'm saying it, Taylor Swift, who did 1.2 million when her album came out back in November. In fact, it's in the top 20 for the biggest first week in history. So this is interesting. Who holds the record for the biggest first week of an album release, the biggest sales in the first week of an album? Who holds the record?
All time?
It was made in 1990-something. Who holds it? No, it was made in 2000. April of 2000.
NSYNC, dog.
It was Justin again.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, really?
Not NSYNC, just Justin.
No, it was NSYNC. It was NSYNC.
Bye, yeah. Bye, bye. Every little thing I do. Yep. Yep. Never seems enough for you. And your face, Backstreet Boy dance.
Oh. You're showing that belly button again, kid. Showing that belly button again. No man's thanks today.
You know what? This shirt, I have to wear it all week. It's a terrible decision because it comes up and shows my stomach. I need a onesie.
There's
That's
nothing,
what I'm going to wear from now
there
on.
There is nothing better than kid dancing to NSYNC while his belly button shows.
Yeah, you just did that on TV,
man,
though.
You were like Britney Spears there.
Yeah, you did. That's okay.
Embarrassed.
We just got to get you some high-waisted dad jeans.
Oh, God. Okay.
Or a fanny pack would cover
it. I'm that guy now.
What? Oh, just like you said, just wear the onesie. Wear the little the whole jumpsuit thing with the zipper and the gold buckle right here in the middle.
Yeah. So his last solo album, Future Sex Love Sounds, hit number one. It did 684,000. That's the last album he released. That was almost 7 years ago. And this album just did 968,000 copies. And if you go back to that other album in 2006, guess what we didn't have in 2006?
What?
What?
Pandora.
Nope.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Slacker. We didn't have any of the streaming music services that we have now. So I totally would have bought Justin Timberlake's album, but I don't have to because I have Spotify and I pay him 10 bucks a month.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people that paid 10 bucks a month would have bought the album? This album could have sold like 100 million copies if everybody, if everybody that has listened to this album actually bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, he'd have even more money. So Justin Timberlake, number one. One critic said JT owns the H out of this album. Having been out of the game for so long, Timberlake rarely succumbs to fab gimmicks or tries to recreate his other solo projects. Justin's evolution is still a retro affair.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like it's positive. And I'm going to go ahead and say he's the best Saturday Night Live host ever.
All right.
Ever. And I'm going to say that that was the best SNL I've seen in 5 years, 3 weeks ago.
I wonder how Kanye West feels now after he dissed that. Oh, I ain't on that suit and what's tie, Blake.
Oh, Kanye made a comment.
Yeah,
about
Kanye dissed Justin at a concert.
And Kanye's mad because this tour that he's that JT's doing with Jay-Z has already outsold the Kanye and Jay's Watch the Throne tour like 6-1.
Yeah. So what's Kanye's nickname? It's an easy nickname?
Yeezy.
What?
Yeezy.
Yeezy. All right. So T and Z,
Weezy's Lil Wayne.
Weezy. Okay.
Because he's Weezy.
What's his name again, Kanye?
Kanye's Yeezy.
Yeezy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Breezy's Chris Brown.
Breezy's Chris Brown. Jeezy.
What's up?
Young Jeezy's just Young Jeezy.
No.
So we could say here that it's not Kneezy. What is it again?
Yeezy.
Kanye.
Yeezy.
Yeezy.
We could say that Yeezy is upset about Teezy.
Who's Teezy?
Timberlake and Jay-Z.
Yeah, gotcha.
JTZ.
JT and Jay-Z are, their couple name is Teezy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
they have a couple.
So they're me.
I think bromances could have a couple names.
I'm going ahead and laying down the law right now.
You better tweet it before Amanda Bynes claims it.
Yeah.
You invented
so you better get on
right
Teezy.
Here.
If you and I had
proof.
A bromance,
I'm giving her LOL. I know she created that.
If you and I had a bromance, it'd be Kissy.
What?
Kissy. K-I/S-I, Kissy.
If you and I had a romance, you'd be making so much more money right now.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
Obviously, the world is obsessed with dieting, you know, especially our country. And one of the most popular strategies is to write down everything you eat, because without that awareness of what you're eating now, then you may not have the full information you need to figure out why you can't lose the weight that you want to lose, right?
Okay.
So, because people would be shocked if a camera followed them around all day, and like if they wrote down what they ate and then you looked at a video of what they actually ate, people forget stuff, you know, if they're doing it from memory. So the show is participating in a food diary game right now. You just write down everything that you eat. And I'm sorry to JC, Jenna, and Big Al, because I don't want to do anybody's Kelly's.
Okay.
Oh my God. But I will. I will.
I don't care. It's fine with me.
I'm glad we took the time to do it.
Now, come on. I was kidding.
No, we're post them if people want to see them anyway.
All right. Kelly, let's go through Tuesday.
Yeah. Don't, Monday was Passover. Yeah. So, I mean, it was just a bunch of Passover stuff.
Would you like to give a shout out to your fellow Jews on that?
Well, I'm not a Jewish person.
Oh, I would have made that assumption.
I was invited.
Oh. No. Okay. Oh, see, and I told her I'm so jealous.
It's really fun.
Did you have blueberry wine?
Yes.
Gefilte fish?
Gefilte fish.
Nice.
Blueberry wine.
With some horseradish.
Matzo ball. Matzo ball soup.
I had matzo ball soup. I had lots of matzo.
Did you have rosemary potatoes?
I did. They were great. I had brisket, lemon chicken.
You know what I ate? Sure. I ate in the restaurant at Neiman Marcus.
Yeah.
I had the rosemary potatoes. They weren't good.
These were good.
I'm just kidding.
These were so good.
I just said Neiman Marcus because it came to mind.
Neiman Marcus.
All right, here's Kelly's food diary for Tuesday, March 26th. Coffee with two sweetened loaves and non-dairy creamer. 6-pack of cheese and peanut butter crackers. That's a good breakfast. Coffee with two sweetened loaves and non-dairy creamer. Coffee with two sweetened loaves and non-dairy creamer.
Oh, I might have forgotten to write down a cup of coffee
on there.
Just times five on that.
Yeah, all of us.
All right. So now the show's over. Jumbo Jack.
I was starving. This was like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Jumbo Jack from Jack in the Box.
Diet Pepsi and a Jumbo Jack. But then she made up for it at dinner. Listen to this. Green Giant healthy weight frozen vegetables.
I was trying to be good.
Shaved peppered turkey breast.
Okay.
Diet Pepsi, of course. And about 6 French fries.
Emma Kelly was sick and she wanted some French fries and wouldn't eat them.
Yeah.
So I can't let him go to waste. So I had about 6 of them.
Would this be funnier in Kelly's voice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hello.
Always is.
See, that was a good day, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking now.
Probably all right. Not enough.
Go ahead.
Here is my Wednesday food diary from Kelly Raspberry. Coffee with two sweet and loaves, coffee with two sweet and loves, coffee with two sweet and loaves, coffee with two sweet and loaves, 6-pack of cheese and peanut butter crackers. And then a bucket of almonds.
Yeah, Al.
Thank you.
And then 3 asparagus wrapped in prosciutto cheese.
Mm.
No, prosciutto's meat.
Prosciutto
meat. A grilled cheese sandwich with crumbled bacon, tomato, basil pesto, and apparently an entire stick of butter.
Mm. That was the most butter dripping down my arm eating this thing.
Iced tea. Iced tea.
Oh my God.
Then a handful of frozen grapes, because it's required if you're from the South. You must eat 1 handful of frozen grapes per day.
Is it?
Handful of goldfish crackers, a pepperoni stick, half an English muffin with cheese, and a Diet Pepsi.
All right.
There it is.
Nice.
Eat to live, everybody. Eat to live. Kelly.
You forgot to do the Nutter Butters that I licked the centers out of.
Oh. How could I forget that?
How dare you?
Where is that?
I don't know. It was my snack before I went to bed.
Oh. Licked out the insides of 4 Nutter Butters. There it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's not terrible.
No,
I threw away the cookie part.
That's why
I can't buy double stuffed Oreos, because I can't stop until all of the centers are licked out. But I only lick out the centers and throw away the cookie.
Now, hearing that and hearing how you eat, are you horrified?
Not particularly, no.
All right.
You got to explain this body some way, and that obviously explains it.
No, but truthfully, I think that this... Do you ever use that MyFitnessPal thing? If you really want to keep track of your calories, it's the coolest thing.
No, I don't.
But
is that an app?
Yeah, it's an app, and it just kind of helps guide you, and you can put in how much you work out, because then you're allowed to eat more if you want to lose a pound a week. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't
I don't think Kelly's eating enough calories. Might not be like the healthiest food, but...
Well, those butter and cheese crackers.
Some days she's not eating enough calories, probably.
Not enough?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's get to, you'll know who this is. You ready?
Yeah.
5 egg whites and a protein shake.
What? Yeah, I see.
7 a.m., oatmeal with agave nectar, protein shake, and almonds. 9 a.m., 5 egg whites and quinoa.
Quinoa.
Thanks. 12 noon, turkey breast sandwich with pepper jack cheese, hummus, avocado, and spinach, and a sweet potato.
Yum.
2 p.m., protein shake. 5 p.m., recovery fruit smoothie with protein. 8 p.m., baked poblano pepper.
God, dude.
8:30, 75th suicide attempt of the day. No. Spinach salad with quinoa. Walnuts, avocado, and balsamic vinaigrette. 10:30, protein shake.
Oh, my
Isn't that like
gosh,
11
dude.
Protein shakes in one day?
I don't know how many it is. There's a few. If I'm hungry, I drink a protein shake.
So, JC, for those of you who want to know, he ate something at 5, 7, 9, 12, 2, 5, 8, and 10:30.
Every 2 hours.
He's like your local movie theater with the
Hey.
Which is exactly how you're supposed to do it.
It's discipline. It's admirable.
Yeah, it is admirable. Thanks. Jenna, Monday, protein shake with almond milk, banana, 2 cups of coffee, an apple with peanut butter, oat fit oatmeal with cranberries, and agave nectar. How have I gone this long in my life without eating agave nectar?
Right? I plan on never trying it.
Me too.
Even on my deathbed.
It's good for you.
Oh, it's lunchtime. How about green tea and pre-workout drink with 5 saltine crackers? Mmm. And then... And then a bean burrito from Taco Bell with no cheese.
And you forgot about the taco sauce packets.
You're like schizophrenic.
Yeah, and you forgot about, there's a little more down at the bottom.
Still hungry, so I cooked a filet that had been in my fridge for 8 days that I opted to cook and gave me food poisoning, which kept me up all night.
Yeah.
So I have to add in 1/2 bottle of Pepto-Bismol. Tuesday, Sprite, wheat toast. Oatmeal.
This was post food poisoning.
5 Girl Scout cookies, chicken tortilla soup and saltines, iso-pure protein smoothie, grilled chicken on spinach. So that's where we are with...
Yeah.
All right, Al, you never sent yours in.
I did.
Well, I never got it.
You sent it to the wrong email,
I sent
probably.
It to Dominique. I didn't send it to you.
What was Al's mistake with this yesterday? Remember, he said, I thought it was yesterday.
I don't know.
It was
I've done
to
it every day.
Himself.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it every day.
He thought he was supposed to keep it in his head.
I did it every day.
Okay.
Read it.
Yesterday, almonds, banana pudding, salmon, green beans, and spinach. That's
BS.
It. Mine's really boring.
How about what you ate?
Dude, I'm telling you, that's what I ate.
He says he ate almonds. You don't understand how many almonds that was. He had cups of them over here. And then I got started on them.
Tuesday, I'll go back.
You keep going while I hold up this sign that says, explain the belly.
Where's the beer and stuff?
He has a big hand, so handful can be taken.
Yeah, it's a bucket.
This Tuesday, chicken breast and broccoli, sugar-free Red Bull, cup of seafood gumbo, 10 barbecue shrimp, small bag roasted almonds.
Here's how I call BS on this.
Okay.
Did you hear any mention of alcohol consumption?
No.
Has there ever been a 24-hour period where Al didn't consume alcohol?
Oh, no. Well,
yeah,
no,
where's the beer and stuff?
No, okay.
Where's all the beer?
I wrote beer on Monday. I didn't write beer yesterday.
But you had beer yesterday. How many kegs?
No, I probably had 2. Okay.
2 6-packs?
2 kegs.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And Monday, here we go.
That's what you ate all day?
Yep.
A piece of salmon?
Yep. Monday, 1 Thin Mint, chicken quesadillas.
1 Thin.
This is
the
my
Girl Scout cookie delivery.
Yeah. 6 chicken wings, tequila shot, Miller Lite. So I wrote the alcohol down there.
6 chicken wings, tequila shot, Miller Lite.
What?
Now understand, that's... you may not be able to keep to such a strict diet. How's in training?
Wait, was that an afternoon snack?
That was right around 3-ish.
This is Tuesday.
Al's in training for the fat ass games coming up. So
you're taking shots on a Monday?
Yeah.
Was that a buddy
that came by?
Pre-workout drink?
Post. Tortilla soup.
Tequila shots on a Monday.
Oh. Tortilla soup, glass of Merlot.
Yeah.
This is dinner. And 1 slice of leftover pepperoni pizza.
All right.
Mm. That was it. So it's not terrible.
There's no way.
Charles Barkley. It's not terrible.
Terrible.
There's just no way.
I'm 226.
I wish I didn't care about money so much that I could have hired a private investigator to sneak around and just watch it.
Because
I promise you, there's like 8,000 things you left out.
I'm telling you, dude, look at my pants. My pants are coming down.
Okay.
No, Al has lost weight.
Yeah, he has. Good for you, Al.
I mean, I'm pulling him up all the time.
You want me to tell you about the chicken parmesan I made last night?
No, please.
Again?
Are you sure?
Yes, you did.
Well, a lot of people might have missed it.
No, well, I mean, that's the only thing you've had for what, the last 10 days?
Yeah, what did you have on Tuesday? 3 carrot sticks?
When was the last time you ate before last night?
I started doing this on Tuesday with the food diary because I thought, even though I said I wasn't involved, I thought I'll go ahead and do it. And it was 4 o'clock on Tuesday.
Before you made an entry?
Before I ate.
4 o'clock before you ate?
So I'm like...
How many Diet Cokes?
Well, my food diary is a blank piece of paper. It's got like 6 Diet Cokes. That's it. All right.
Man.
You're anorexic.
Aren't you?
I had a muscle milk.
Does your stomach hurt and stuff?
It's not typical. I try to eat.
Okay.
You know, you're my food guru. I look at yours there, and I'm going to try to like do more of that.
I'm not. I need another tequila shot and another Miller Lite.
That's for Saturday.
I love it. I was like, I didn't put salt on it. Didn't take my shot with salt.
Here's the secret to Kelly. We start an egg white cookie diet because she'll lick out the middle. It'll just be egg whites.
Yeah.
Be perfect, Kelly.
Okay.
Go Got to get on it. All right, you can follow our food diaries on Kid Nation and KidNation.com, and they're also posted on my Facebook page. That's Facebook.com/KidCraddock. Or you can just go to Kid Facebook, K-I-D-D, Facebook.com. That's how you get there.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Summer bod time, dude. Got to get in shape.
Is that what you're doing there?
Yeah.
With the tequila shots and the Miller Lite?
Take my mama around Mexico looking all blue, blue, blue. Hey, hey, hey.
I can't wait to talk about your trip to Mexico.
She's
going to
be too busy with Coolio.
Yeah, is your mom getting fit for hooking up with Coolio?
I guess it's official. I bought the tickets yesterday. It's official now. She is going.
Big Al. See here's...
I can't believe that.
I get asked maybe 300-400 times a day why Big Al's on the show. And it's always the same person, the program director. But
as long as it's him.
I always tell him it's moments like this. Big Al, I said, in what other radio show in America is there a cast member who is going to Mexico with his mom, his elderly mom, and Coolio?
It's Random Man. Now, more of Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, the word cheap. Kelly lives for this word. I think that word is more important to Kelly than love.
Why is it a
cheap?
It's like a four-letter word to you.
It's very misunderstood. On the one hand, you don't want to own anything that other people would say is cheap.
Right.
That's a cheap watch. Oh, what a cheap TV you have. Oh, man, you got some cheap crap in here. On the other hand, sometimes cheap just means really inexpensive. For high quality, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is the case with CheapCaribbean.com. They have luxury trips priced lower than almost everybody.
Oh, man, you went to Mexico that cheap?
So smart trip shoppers know to check there first. We have been selling trips all week long for ridiculously low prices. This is a way for us to get around the mandate that nobody's allowed to give away trips on the stations. So we're selling them. And so now they're coming back to me, the guys in the suits, and they're like, what are you doing with the money? I'm like, well, first of all, we've sold 16 trips made $100. So we're not doing that great.
Mm-hmm. Not good at
all. But I wanted to let them know that I have opened a savings account.
Oh, good.
In the Bank of Cyprus. And I think we're going to be fine. That's going to grow and grow. And it's going to be our nest egg.
You
for
might
the
not
show.
Wanna, might not want
to
put everything.
When we're
in
all old and gray, we'll be able to live off the, each of us will be able to live off the massive interest from that Cyprus savings account, which is paying right now a whopping 91% interest.
That's
Passbook savings, 91%.
Look at that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's called the maybe account.
The maybe account?
Yeah. Maybe you'll have an account when you come in. Yeah. All right. So I said you have to be a smart trip shopper. So we're looking for a smart shopper in general.
Okay.
We're going to be selling one of those trips right now at a huge discount, but you have to prove yourself as a smart shopper. Let's meet our contestants.
Okay.
Right now. All right. Thank you, 1970s music man. All right. We have Christina and Amy on the phone. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, kids.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. And most of all, thanks for listening to us.
We've been listening to you forever.
Thank you. Who is that?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
What's up, Amy?
Amy, tell me your story in terms of your kids and job and stuff.
Okay, so my name is Amy. I'm a mother of four. My oldest just turned 16, and he's a full-blown-out teenager, so I'm dealing with the teenage stuff.
Yeah.
And then my baby, he's five.
Oh, five all the way up to 16.
Nice. Yes.
That's awesome. All right, Christine. Chris, what do you do for a living, Amy?
I am in the insurance
business. Yeah, cool. All right, Christina, how about you?
I am a single mother of one. I have a daughter, and she is 8 years old.
Wow, you're similar to Kelly. She's got a six-year-old. Yeah, cool.
Yes.
And what do you do?
Hi, Kelly. I love you, by the way.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
Christina, what do you do all day?
I sit behind a desk all day long. Yes.
Nice.
Sounds like you love it, though.
you know what? It pays the bills, so I can't complain.
Of course it does.
There you go.
Of course it does. Okay. Basically, we're going to find out who's the smartest shopper. Do you guys think that you're pretty good at finding good deals and knowing what things cost?
Oh, yes.
Being a single mom, of course.
Yeah. You guys are good at it.
Oh, yes, we are.
Well, that's why we're going to play a game called Which is Cheaper? So I need everybody in here to go, which is cheaper?
Okay.
Like
ready?
Every
time or just one time, and you're going to tape it and play it back? I need to know.
I think I'm just going to play it. Just going to do it one time. Period.
Okay.
All right. What's so funny, Al?
What's the saying again?
Kelly, like, does she want you to tape it so she doesn't have to say which is cheaper
really
more
tired.
Than one time? Like, which is cheaper?
There's no reason why Kelly should be doing more than she has to.
That's
right?
Thank
oh
you.
God.
See, they
you
have
got,
my
you
back.
You amaze me, Kelly Raspberry. You amaze me.
I'm going to give Amy a shout out, by the way.
You know, in the back rooms over here, we call Kelly A-Lap.
What do you mean?
It's ALAHP.
What does that stand for?
As little as humanly possible.
A motto to live by.
Yeah.
Well, she
if you're lucky,
in.
Kelly will give you an A-lap dance. Okay, here we go. These are items that I have priced out online, and you have to tell me
which is cheaper.
That was terrible.
Is it which or what?
Which is cheaper.
A witch, okay.
And you have to tell me
which is cheaper.
Thank you. All right. Now, Christina, you get the first. Yes. You get the first guess, and then Amy can agree or disagree. Which is cheaper? Okay, here we go. The Spectrum 3300 Broom and Mop Organizer. Hmm. Or the So Fresh, So Dry Fresh Ball Spray.
Hmm? Wow.
Which is cheaper?
I got it on Amazon. So Fresh, So Dry Fresh Ball Spray. Or Spectrum 3300 Broom and Mop Organizer.
Did that I'm come afraid. With the executive biz
I'm
going
to go with the broom organizer.
You're going with the mop organizer as
yes.
cheaper. All right. Amy, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
You agree and you are both correct.
Well played.
So no point there.
No point.
Now, Amy, your turn. Which is cheaper? A 20-watt plant grow light bulb or the Disney Girls mini How Cute pink purse?
The pink purse.
The pink purse is cheaper. Christina, agree or disagree?
I am going to disagree.
Okay, so we have
somebody's got a point.
So we have our in the This Is Cheaper game show rule book. What we have here is our first disagreement.
Okay.
That's what we call it. So everybody go, our first disagreement.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Our
first cheaper.
Disagreement.
Oh, no. I screwed it up. I'm sorry.
Could you please remove the idiot from the audience? And let's try it again.
All right.
One, two, three.
Our first disagreement.
Disagreement.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is disagreement?
So Amy says that the Disney purse is cheaper.
All right.
Christina says the light bulb's cheaper. Am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay. Actual price of the items. The 20-watt plant grow light bulb, $19.99. The Disney Girls mini How Cute pink purse, $12.
Mm.
So,
Amy.
That means Amy gets the point.
Yeah, Amy.
Our first point.
Our first disagreement.
Yay, first point for Amy.
All right, that's what the audience goes. Our first disagreement results in a point for Amy.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Our first
cheaper, which is
the cheap stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Mexico.
This could be the last one. First one to two wins. So please disagree on this. Thanks. Here we go. This is for Christina. The average cost of foundation repair for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,500 square foot house.
Oh my God.
Or an appearance by Coolio at your bar in Mexico.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to go with with Coolio. Actually.
Coolio is more expensive than the foundation repair.
I agree. Well, we need to disagree here.
Well, if you agree, then we have no game.
Well, she disagreed the last time.
I did, because if I get it right, that means I'm at 2, so I win.
Oh, that is kind of
That is true.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, good point.
See, that's a good way to go.
Well, then they already have 1 point each.
So,
it's one zip.
So Amy is winning 1-0.
Okay, listen, here's the rule. It's first 1-3. They both got a point on the first question.
Right.
Yeah.
On the second question, Amy got the point.
Right.
So this is the third question.
Third question.
And if they agree. Now, you know if she's right, Christina.
Kid, you're wrong, kid. You're wrong. First question, nobody got a point. Second question, I got a point.
You're about to lose this contest.
I see what he's saying.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Baby. Yeah, it's the same thing because you'd have been zero.
1-1 is the same as 0-0.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So which is cheaper?
We're just trying to wrap this up.
Yeah. So
honestly.
I don't remember who said what or why we're even doing
re-answer,
this.
Re-answer.
I remember. Christina,
you know, I'll buy her a second trip.
Christina said Coolio was cheaper than the foundation.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Christina, you say Coolio is cheaper than foundation repair.
I did.
And Amy agreed.
And Amy, you agreed with that.
I agreed. So
that means that both Christina and Amy are right. You realize this, Christina. If they're both right, if they're both right, then Amy's going to win.
Yes.
Right.
Or if they're both wrong,
I would this is when the audience says, we would strongly recommend that you disagree.
Well,
okay.
But Christina picks first.
You didn't say 1-2-3.
Because she's going to lose if they're both right.
But then Christina picked first, so she can't change her answer.
So then Amy just strategically Chill is the same answer, so she could not lose.
You are the worst game show host ever.
If anybody's smart here, it's freaking Amy, because she's playing it smart.
Obviously, JC, you've been playing Which Is Cheaper for a very long time.
I have. I'm a big fan of yours, kid.
We're going to send you a copy of the home game.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. The actual answer.
Oh.
The average cost of foundation repair for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,500 square foot house, according to Google, is $3,200.
Okay.
That seems low.
And what's Coolio, a date with Al's mom?
An appearance by Coolio at your bar in Mexico, $4,100. Amy, you're going to Mexico.
No.
They were both wrong.
Oh, so there's no point.
Oh my God.
I'm a terrible game show host.
The worst.
But you said I win the trip. You can't take it back.
Yes, I can.
Please don't keep
me. Watch me. Watch this. Hold the trip. Now watch. I just took it back.
I am dying. I am LMFAOing.
Oh my God.
We'll be back with more of Which Is Cheaper right after this.
Which is cheaper?
Right after this word from the quicker picker up.
Oh my gosh. What are you going to do now, Kid Craddock?
Take a break so you can come up with another question.
Did you take your ADD medicine today?
I told you I had no sleep.
You can't take it back.
What are we going to do, Kid?
My makeup's running.
Okay, they're laughing. We got to fix this. What are we going to do?
I don't have a solution.
You know?
I am solution free. All right, so what we need to do is have one of you come up with a big tiebreaker. All right, just a tiebreaker on Which Is Cheaper.
There's not a tiebreaker because they're not tied. One is leading by right. one.
How about this? Who's cheaper, Jenna or Kelly?
That's Kelly.
In what sense?
Yes, you have to. In what sense of the word cheap are we using?
I'm talking Saturday night.
Actually, I'd probably win both.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right.
My makeup's running, man. I'm sorry.
Don't ever say that out loud, JC.
My bad.
Your makeup's running?
Don't ever say that out loud.
Get it together.
My makeup's running.
All right.
Jeez. There's so much estrogen in this room.
Since you guys are clearly without any suggestion,
you've already got somebody ahead by 1 point, so you can't do a tiebreaker.
Okay, I got this handled.
Then how about a know the show question, since they both said they're huge fans of the show?
I know when there's a tie in games of Scholastic.
There's not a tie.
Why can't you understand there's not a tie?
There's no tie right now, kid. Amy's winning by one.
Okay.
So you, in theory, might need two more questions because if Christina ties it up, then we're going to need the tiebreaker.
We're never leaving today. I just have this really bad feeling.
Whoever gets closest to the correct answer on this is going to win. Who goes? Whose turn is it? Just be quiet a second. Listen.
It's Amy's turn.
Amy. All right. Amy. I just wrote down a number between 1 and 100. Let's see how close you get to it. There it is. I'll hold it up on Kid TV.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. What's the number, Amy? What if she's watching Kid TV?
She's watching
TV?
Exactly. You're the worst. You're the worst.
Okay, no. Go ahead. What's the number?
27.
All right. You missed it by 20. Okay. Now I'm going to write down another number.
Well, you didn't get the other girl's guess.
No,
I can't use that number because he just showed it on TV.
How many people are banging their head on their stereo right now?
So now I'm going to write down another number between 1 and 100 right now.
All right. Say a word. Write down a word.
No.
Just the word.
Everybody see the second number?
Yeah.
No.
Whose turn is it?
Did you see it?
Christina.
I have my head in my hands.
She missed it by 20. Okay. Amy missed it by 20.
Number.
Christina, get it by closer than 20 and you get a point and the game continues. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't think that through either.
I'm changing the number. No.
Well, but no, if Amy gets it right.
All right. Amy.
No, it's
no,
Christina.
It's Christina.
Pick a number between 1 and 20.
Running 100.
1 to 100.
Okay.
80.
You missed it by 49.
Yeah.
That means Christina gets a point.
No,
right?
That means...
No, yeah. Amy gets...
Amy gets a point,
Amy.
And
Amy wins.
Amy, you have officially won the trip to Mexico.
Well, that's what I said.
No.
I said that earlier.
No.
I said, Amy, you're going to Mexico.
Now she officially...
We're sorry, Christina.
Jeez. Christina, you got screwed over.
Thank you for being on our beautiful show.
Gosh, we need to.
We're going to send you the 75-page copy of the rules of Which Is Cheaper.
Which Is Cheaper turned into what number did Kid write down?
Oh, my God.
Join us next time.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Which of us agreed right now?
Which is disagreement?
Our first disagreement.
And you buy a trip because we don't give them away.
And who's cheaper.
Who's the worst host than Kid Craddock? That's going to be our next
which
game.
Is cheaper?
Yeah.
Which
give is, the trip, but get, take it away and give it back to her.
Screwed up a contest worse. Kid Craddock in the morning. We probably won't want to send that one into Marconi, though.
Yeah, that's
I'm
good.
Thinking.
That was good.
Well, guys, that's all the time we have for Which Is Cheaper. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to stay tuned for Who on the Show Really Needs a Nap.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.